Sisters and brothers, do we really need more evidence of where authority leads? We asked last week, largely because we are almost in its powers, destination, universal destitution. Particularly when you factor in the soul as a resource that we want to hang on to. Of course, there still must be winners and losers. But as Emmanuel Wallerstein pointed out, using the example of the so-called BRICS, the absolutely necessary for power, hierarchical structuring, the election of a few to the so-called winner box, only intensifies the structural crisis of the world system. Quote, the first decade of the 21st century has also seen the geographic relocation of capital appropriation. The rise of the so-called emergent countries, notably the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, is the kind of slow reordering of the hierarchy of the modern world system that has been seen regularly before. However, this presumes that there's room in the system for new productive leading industries, something the generalized profit squeeze seems to counterindicate. Rather, the rise of the BRICS has involved a widening of the numbers of persons involved in partaking of the distribution of world surplus value. This actually reduces, not increases, the possibilities of the endless accumulation of capital and intensifies rather than counteracts the structural crisis of the world system. Furthermore, the austerity measures now so widespread are reducing the customer base for the exports of the BRICS. And that's from his chapter in Does Capitalism Have a Future, called Structural Crisis or Why Capitalists May No Longer Find Capitalism Rewarding. And I think if we factor in all the ancestors who have been pointing our eyes toward power's game of keeping us under control, we can see that capital accumulation accomplishes this. And we simply need to begin discussing, is that actually the point? As we said in a previous show, could it be that the result is actually the intention? I believe it is. Because obviously endless accumulation is self-defeating in and of itself. But as a mechanism for getting all the resources of the planet out of our hands, it's a glorious success from the perspective of power.